But first, we've had some problems here in the Metroplex dealing with Ebola. And so apparently, we have made a change at the top. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is an old friend of the show who has just this morning been put in charge of the Dallas-Fort Worth Ebola fighting effort. We say good morning to Snapper John, M.D.
Good morning to you guys. How y'all doing?
Okay. Good morning, Dr. Snapper John.
Well, good morning to you, Craig. It's good to talk to you and Jody right now.
George. It's George.
So I guess congratulations on this appointment. That means they think a lot of you.
Well, I don't know if it's a big honor or anything. I know it's close to a damn near death sentence for me. That's what I'm worried about. No, I've been put in charge of Ebola. Let's bring it down now.
Okay.
Been put in charge of Ebola coverage, and they've taken Clay Jenkins off the case. Done put me on there now.
Well, what are you going to change?
Well, first of all, I'm going to change the look of it because Clay Jenkins looks like some old country log splitter up there. Ain't no judge.
Yeah, you will change the look, I guess.
Yeah, I change the look of that. I tell you what, we don't want some pig farmer out there looking like he's in charge of it. That's what he looks like now. Bring it down. Bring it on
okay.
Back down. But here in Dallas, one thing I'm going to institute right away is we got to get a slogan on this. Avoid Ebola and get to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying for Dallas.
Oh, it's almost a tie-in with the Cowboys. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I like
that's
it.
Right. Because eradicating Ebola is our goal. And and if you get the Ebola, slower your roller. Because you got a fever of 104, don't go to the store, that's for sure.
No, just a bunch of rhymes. How is that going to help?
If your friend got a pain in his gut, avoid his butt. That's what I'm saying right now. Because I was in there with Thomas Nugget, let me tell you what. That man had explosive everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
coming
awful.
Out of both ends and everything. Now they got two nice nurses with Ebola, and that's what bring it down now because that's sad.
It is sad. That is sad.
Before all this, you need to know the disease. A lot of people don't know the history of the disease. Before the internet, we just called it Ebola. Mm. You know, now we call it Ebola.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
So I'm changing the recommended protocol for the nurses in this, and it's very simple. If you're working in an isolation ward tending to an Ebola, you need to dress like you're going to a Gallagher concert, okay? You're going to get some splatter, so you bring your hefty bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
It ain't going to be cantaloupes hitting you. You're going to get that Ebola diarrhea on you.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Right.
You watch out, and you better believe that's going to be serious. Now, yeah. Bring it down. Let's get serious on this.
Yeah, we need to get serious.
If you got Ebola up in you, you got a good chance you're going to see the Lord in a couple weeks. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep.
So what I did, step one, go to Home Depot, and I get loaded up on all them Tyvek coveralls and dishwashing gloves and that whatnot. And everybody in Dallas, I want everybody wearing dishwashing gloves and Tyvek coveralls.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Well, what if we're not around people who are infected, though?
You won't die, Jody.
Well, it's George, and no, not right now. It's going to happen
I'm
at some point.
Ebola's on now in Dallas, and I'm telling you, you need to get them Tyvek coveralls on, get them dishwashing gloves on, and you need to go around wearing a mask. But don't panic.
Don't panic.
Just wear the stuff.
All right.
Your day, your regular day, but be wearing all that stuff. I even want you to shower in that stuff. I want you to make love in that stuff. I want everybody to look like they're either a beekeeper or they're involved in fencing.
Well, how often should we change it?
All about every hour on the hour. Something
wow,
like that.
That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of changes.
I'm still working out the details on all this, kind of making it up as I go along here. Mm-hmm. And also, I tell people to avoid Art Garfunkel albums.
Hmm. Why is that?
Because he sucks. That has nothing to do with Ebola.
Oh. We shouldn't be making jokes, though.
No, we shouldn't. It's a serious thing and everything. I'm going to be releasing over the next few days. Dr. Snap John's MD's instructions on how to battle the Ebola. First thing we're going to do, we're going to isolate all these people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get them in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, after we wear the suits for a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, something like that, then we're going to throw a big party and celebrate, and everybody's going to be together kissing, hugging, throwing babies up in the air because we done beat this thing.
Pretty
confident. That's all it takes, just isolation.
That's all it takes. A little isolation is all it takes.
Well, I got to tell you, some of your ideas sound better than what's been tried the last couple of weeks.
Hey, how you like that Tony Romo, huh?
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
Doing a lot better after I put that new spine in him.
Yeah,
that's true. You did perform that. I don't think it was a new spine surgery.
You remember, If you, nobody has confidence in Clay Jenkins, they better have confidence in me, because I'm the man who brought the Cowboys back from the brink, all right?
Okay.
I'll bring Dallas back from the brink now. Dr. Snapper John in charge, okay? Oh, we're having fun with it. Bring it on down. Go hang up now.
All right, we'll see you. That's Snapper John, MD, now in charge here in Dallas. So we're all in good hands.